Okay, everyone, I just want to really thank you for taking the time, like I said before, to join us. And we may hear bells as people join us, and that's fine. And if anyone comes in new and they're muted, you're muted because we're in the midst of beginning the conference now. But you can always press *6 when you want to ask a question. Okay, so that's there for you. The muting just helps that you guys can hear me more clearly instead of hearing all the background from everyone else. So I just want to wish everyone a happy holiday, and I want to take the time now to talk about the chakras. Some of you know me from Chakra Boosters. I actually think all of you know me from Chakra Boosters, and the chakra path is one that takes you, it's all about you're doing your own work, and it's also inside work. So to stop in the holidays and take the time to do this, I want you to take a moment to really acknowledge yourself, because that's really the path of self-growth, focusing on self for a while and going inside. And our culture really isn't good on either one of those things, taking time for yourself to really look at you and to go inside rather than outside. And since our culture is very much about, you know, socialness and also about looking outside of yourself a lot, it's really beautiful that you've done this. And I want you to keep recognizing as you're on your path that ever so often and on a regular basis, if you can take the time for yourself like this, it's really going to make the difference. I am right now going to take just a moment and ask everyone to take a deep breath, and we're going to ground as a group. So from my energy perspective, I'm doing some energy work and visualization to ground the whole group. You might want to imagine that you have actually a red, like a rope, a cord, and some people like to imagine it's your actual tailbone. Like long time ago, we actually had tails. So you'll imagine this tailbone rope, cord, or tail going all the way down into the earth. Just down, down, down into the core of the earth. And then with gusto and a little creativity, wrap it any way you want, like a Christmas bow, whatever you want. Wrap that tail around the core of the earth. And then in your imagination, give it a little tug. So you just feel that, oh, it's nice and snug and connecting you to the earth. And then through that cord, I want you to inhale up into your pelvis and exhale back from your pelvis down into the core of the earth. Let's actually go up one leg this time. Inhale up your right leg, go across the core of your pelvis and down your left leg. And then inhale again, red earth core energy, up through the right leg and down through the left leg. One more time, up through the right leg, strong core energy, exhale down through the left. Now reverse that energy and inhale up the left leg, cross the pelvis, down the right leg. Inhale again, up the left leg, across the pelvis, and down the right leg. Last one, inhale up the left leg, across the pelvis, and exhale completely down the right leg. So now you might notice that you feel just a little more grounded in your sit bones, a little more heavy in your chair, because I imagine you're probably sitting and not standing. And that brings me into what we're going to be talking about today, which is during the holidays, and actually at any time now with the planet is having a big frenzy of upward energy right now that we're all feeling. If anyone's joining right now, I just want to mention to the people that just joined us that you're going to want to press *6 when you have a question. And I'm asking to maybe hold on to the questions that are personal about your life or about your particular chakras until the second half of this teleseminar. For the first half, I'll just be giving you information. If you have any questions about that information for clarification, go ahead and ask me. It might help others because maybe I'm not being totally clear. Sometimes I like to get a little ahead of myself. So go ahead and do that if it's about clarification. Otherwise, bigger questions, let's handle those in the end. So to get back to what I was talking about, grounding becomes particularly important right now. And I will get into that deeper as we go along, because first, I just want to tell you about myself. Because some of you don't know me personally, a couple of you do, And when you don't know someone, it's sort of like, why should I listen to that person? What authority do they have, or what experience do they have? So I'm just going to share with you, as short as I can, my little story, because I feel that from especially the emails a few people sent me, that I've really journeyed where you are right now. I was a child of an alcoholic mother, and I found myself very ungrounded in my early years. My father died when I was very young, so I was a single alcoholic mother, and she did her best, but I found that I woke up every day with a lot of anxiety, even as a child, and this continued more and more and more as I got older as an adult, because I never really felt safe, and I don't regret that. As a healer, I'm just so grateful for my background now. But then it was challenging every day to deal with this anxious energy. And this was before the times that the planet was getting the way it is now, because right now the planet itself is speeding up and we are all growing in ways that it's hard to keep up with. But I found that when I got to adulthood, I had a habit of being fearful, a habit of being anxious and not being in my body. So luckily, I found yoga, and I feel really grateful for that as well. And I would do this practice, this physical practice in my body, and I would breathe deeply and ground into my feet and hold these poses, and I found some relief. I found that I got calmer. But what would happen is I would then go to bed that night, and the next day I would wake up with the same anxiety. So no matter how much I did this work with the yoga, it seemed like subconscious parts of myself, cellular memory of having no safety, fearful things would come back up. So I was really wanting something that was more consistent for me and something that could address my subconscious. So many of you may have seen the film, What the Bleep Do You Know? I saw this film and I was amazed at the work by Masaru Emoto, the research that he had done where he had shown that words on water changed the molecular structure of water. And they had these beautiful pictures of snowflake-like patterns that would happen when Masaru would expose this water these different bottles of water to different words like love or hate. Now the love would come out with the beautiful patterns. And or the I like you, or even a picture of Mother Teresa was one of them. And it would come out with these positive, loving patterns that had symmetry and beauty. And when he would do words like hate, or I think one phrase was, I'm going to kill you, which is a pretty dark phrase, he would get these patterns of like a chaotic mess is what he would get. So I really kept thinking about his work, and it hit me that, you know, the human body is a majority water. It's 70% water is one of the averages that you hear a lot. And so I got excited by the idea that, maybe I can do something with words in regard to me and my body and this energy that I don't seem able to subconsciously work with in my body. So I thought to myself, I really, really want to have more first chakra energy. And I had learned a lot about first chakra energy from being a yoga teacher, where I learned that first chakra, and I'll do this real briefly for you guys, first chakra was the lowest, densest energy in the lower body, in the legs and the tailbone downward. And it related to safety and grounding and related to the color red, because we're all vibrating at different colors, just like a rainbow. I'd learned that was red, and the second chakra was in my hips, and it was orange and related to creativity and sensuality and sexuality, and that my third chakra was about power, confidence, the ability to get things done, and it was in my solar plexus, and it was yellow, and that my heart was green, and it was about compassion, openness, surrender, feminine love, like unconditional love. And that my throat was blue and was related to my truth, my personal expression, and my purpose in life. And that my third eye at the spot between and above my brows was related to my intuition. It was an indigo, which is a purpley blue, like an inky color. And it had to do with my intuition and my wisdom and my perceptions, balanced perceptions. So I learned about all these, and that the seventh chakra was like my gateway to heaven, to full spirit, to complete connection with consciousness. And it was violet to white above the crown. So knowing all this, I realized that over and over again, my anxiety was I was too far up in my upper chakras. I really needed grounding. I really needed to feel safe in this planet. So what I did was I thought, maybe I can get a tattoo on my first chakra that is of the symbol of the first chakra at a really nice balanced size, and it will change the energy there because I'm mostly water. And this was my theory. So I went to Sedona, which many of you probably know is a very spiritual place. And I got it. I got this tattoo, and man, did it hurt. Don't kid yourself. Tattoos, especially if they're down in your tailbone where all the nerve endings are, really, really hurt. But it was absolutely an amazing experience because the moment that the gentleman who did my tattoo put the stencil, not even the needles, just the stencil on my first chakra, energy rushed down both legs. I could feel just energy just go down both of my legs into the ground, and then spontaneously tears just poured out of my eyes. Just, there wasn't even a moment to think. It wasn't emotional. It was spontaneous healing energy just gushing out. And I was amazed. And by the way, my tattoo guy's name was Shiva, so that was pretty amazing too, because those of you that know yoga, it's like the two energies are Shiva and Shakti, and so it's like he's, that's like saying he's God, you know. So that was pretty cool too, I thought. So anyway, when I came back from Sedona, my life completely changed. All I can say is from there on, it has been a continual ride of jumping into life and really grounding. I've been falling more and more in love with first chakra, more and more with this idea that if I ground like a tree or like a building gets a deeper foundation, then I can go higher and wider and expand more. So I get to play more when I'm more grounded. But the coolest thing of all was I watched myself get calmer and calmer. The more I increased the energy, the more I worked on lower chakra exercise with the tattoos, the more calm I got. I wasn't waking up with fear anymore. So if you're waking up with anxieties or fears, or they're popping up because of specific events in your life, I understand that. I mean, I more than understand it. So that's what I want to work with today. But I do want to tell you what happened with my situation was I got an insight, an amazing insight. And I can't even say it's mine, because when you start to ground yourself and you also lift your crown up to the sky, you are connected to heaven and earth, and you start to become a flute. You start to become a conduit. So things start to come to you, inspirations, and they're not really even yours. I mean, they are, because they're coming through your person. They're coming through your personality. But they really belong to the collective, or they belong to spirit. And it's an awesome feeling to be a conduit for that. What happened for me was one day, about 3 weeks after I got my tattoo, I was loving it so much. My life was shifting. I was changing everything and feeling really solid. And I went, wow, I can create temporary tattoos that do this for people so they can get this kind of healing without having to get a real tattoo. And I was totally overwhelmed, which most people are when you get a big idea like that. But I knew in that moment, right in that moment, I knew I absolutely, positively had to do it. No matter how crazy it sounded, I had to do it. So here I was, a yoga teacher, and I really didn't have a lot of money to start a business. But basically what I did was I just started doing the research. I got together with my son. We created incredibly beautiful tattoos, which many of you have seen. And we did all sorts of things that I can't get into today, but we, you know, we got the right element. We did the design in a very conscious way, even more conscious than the tattoo that I got fully on my body, my permanent tattoo. And I asked the manufacturer to manufacture the third chakra, and that's because the third chakra is the can-do chakra, and I knew, it's also the confidence one, and I knew I didn't have enough. So I bought that one first, and it literally guided me. I wore that yellow solar plexus chakra front and back over and over and over again as I stepped forward and finished making the rest of the tattoos. So to cut to the end of that, you all know I now have chakraboosters.com, and there's, I think the chakra boosters are now in like 22 countries. It's at least 22 countries, and I've gotten all kinds of stories from people on how they've been affected by them. And of course, you know, this is not a sales call. They work for me. They're very affordable, and they're there for you at any time. So, but we're also just going to work on some other things today to talk about an understanding of how these chakras work, because I think that there's a lot of misunderstanding. We've been taught for thousands of years that we should try to rise up our chakras. Okay, now there's nothing wrong with that. If you're a person who's really into that, please don't think that there's anything wrong with that. But I do think we've overplayed that, and now we are coming into a day and age when the planet herself, for whatever astrological reasons, is increasing in consciousness. And the frequencies on the planet, we can all feel it right now. I can feel that you all feel it. And it's going up, up, up. And it's asking us to expand, to grow, to become more aware. And that's what we're here to do. But in order to do that, let me go back to the analogy of the building again. When you really want to build a tall, tall building, you have to dig a deep, deep hole for that building. That's what we have to do with our own energy field. We need to ground down deeper and deeper and deeper when we want to grow upward and expand our consciousness. So it's a pulsation that we need to be aware of. And all throughout history, before the planet got this fierce in its energy, it's like it's almost like it's been centrifugal, we used to emphasize the upward current all the time. You'd meditate and you want to go up your chakras. And this was because we felt caught in the body, because the planetary energies were much lower then. But now they're really, really moving up, so we need to do exactly the opposite thing. So the big secret about chakras now is that 90% of the information or more that you're going to find about chakras is going to try to encourage you to rise upward. And I'm telling you that the predominant energy you want to cultivate right now is to bring heaven, the upper energies, down onto this planet, and to counter some of the planetary energies that we're feeling going up. So the job now is to really ground. Now, let me be really clear about this. Both are equally important. I'm not saying that up's not important. They are both absolutely equally important. What you really, really want to do is you want to balance your current that goes from the ground, the core of the earth, through your first chakra, all the way up through all of your chakras to the sky, and then you want to draw from the sky back down, all the way back down to the earth. So you want both currents to run really well. When they do, you're going to feel really powerful, calm, yet energized, and you're going to be very deeply in touch with your inspiration and still have the grounded ability to act on that inspiration. So the biggest secret you want to remember is that every time you hear about how you need to rise up, you need to ascend, I'm telling you, enlightenment is in your body. It's in the balance of these two energies, of going upward and downward. There's nothing you have to do to get to be enlightened. Okay, and you may have heard some of this stuff from Eckhart Tolle when he talked about how, you know, it's the new earth, and we really don't have to get anywhere. I mean, it's being in this present moment now that we're aiming for. So the way that we do this, I just want to talk a little bit more about the pulsation of life, okay? Everyone here, I think most of you probably know that energy is the base of everything, and energy pulsates. It pulsates between polarities, masculine and feminine, contraction and expansion. So just imagine, like, if you had something in your hand and you close your hands and then you open them up and you close them again and open them, that's like what all the energy in the world is doing. And that's literally what your heart's doing, your circulation's doing, and your energy field is doing. Everything is contracting and expanding. It's doing a dance of life. And this dance of life is it's never ending. So as we expand right now, we're not just expanding, we're contracting. Kind of a bummer, I know, because we're actually contracting and then expanding. Like, think of the chrysalis of the butterfly, the caterpillar. The caterpillar gets super, super, super contracted right before she's going to spread her wings and go out and become this beautiful butterfly and actually become an entirely another being. She's going to fly, and we all want to fly. Because believe you me, I don't know what's coming 2012, and I do know, though, that it's growth. I do know we're expanding, every one of us. The question is, can we expand in a way that feels, I wouldn't say the word comfortable, but in a way where we have roots, in a way where we are in touch with that expansion, and we can utilize that expansion for the good of the planet. You know that saying, it's always darkest before the dawn? I think that that is a reminder of this life pulsation that we experience. I don't know how many of you have felt this, but I so many times have been working on an area that I want to shift, and I've been very conscious about it. And it seems like right before I experience a really big shift, a really big growth in that area, I feel an extreme contraction. It's as if I've gone way back on this quality, like I've regressed 10 years. And then all of a sudden, in that contraction, it's like that's the cocoon. And if I'm willing to go in and be with that contraction, boom, it expands, and I seem to fly out. I push my way out of that cocoon, and then I fly. So that's what I'm wanting for you. So right now what I want to do is we're going to expand that grounding exercise that we just did, and I'm going to share with you the daily chakra boosting exercise that if you just do this and only this exercise, and I even give it away free on my homepage on the website. It's the free meditation that I give away. I'm giving it to you here as well because this will probably go out in a recording. But if you learn this one meditation, and I call it a meditation even though it's active, but if you learn this one meditation, it will literally keep you balanced if you bring your consciousness to it. I truly, truly believe this. It's made all the difference in the world for me. And it's this simple. Just find yourself in a comfortable seated position. And we're going to do the same thing we did before. So you're already familiar with taking your tailbone, as if you have a tail, down to the core of the earth and connecting it in some way to the actual core as you visualize the core of the earth. And then we're just going to open the crown, the top of your head, like there's a funnel there that goes both up and down. So a funnel that goes into your head and a funnel that can spread your inspiration, your ideas back up to the sky. Like a whale spout. Imagine a whale spout coming out of your head of energy and going wide. So now we're going to run energy between these two poles. And I want you to just notice what it feels like when you go up the chakras. And notice what it feels like when you go down. Because each one of us has a different type of balance. And we're going to experience it slightly differently. So now, inhale from the core of the earth up into your heart and hold it. Then exhale out the crown of your head and to the sky like a whale spout. Leave it out. Then inhale deeply as you draw it back from the sky into your heart. And then press it from your heart back down into the core of the earth. Now inhale again from the core of the earth up into your heart. Exhale and send that out the crown of the head like a spout. Good, everyone. Now inhale all of that in the crown of the head to the heart. And exhale again down into the core of the earth. Inhale heavy, loving earth energy up into your heart. Exhale with joy to the sky, freedom. Inhale all that sky inspiration down into your heart. And exhale, root back down into Mother Earth. One more time. Inhale from the core of the earth up into your heart. Exhale from your heart. Send your love and gratitude out to the sky. Inhale, inspiration from the sky down into your heart. And exhale back down into the core of the earth. Wow, everyone, I could just feel the shifts there. So see now with yourself, just check in and see how that feels and what's running. And what happens sometimes is it will take you more into the different areas of your body that maybe like in your power chakra, where maybe you haven't been in there so much. So if stuff comes up, write that down. You can ask a question afterwards, or we can go deeper into some of those areas. Okay, so many of you are probably what I call highly sensitive or highly spiritual people, just by the sheer nature that you're on this call. And I'm one of those too, so we're in a group together. And I just wanted to share with you real quickly why people of this nature have a tendency not to go into first chakra. Because I'm going to invite you to have a love affair with your first chakra, to really start falling in love with your lower body and with Earth herself. Because Earth is first chakra, Mother Earth. The first chakra is Earth is the element. So the two main reasons that people tend to stay out of the first chakra is, one, because they had childhood trauma or experienced pain when they came into the physical world. So it made sense. You didn't want to come fully into your body. You came in as a spirit and you stayed somewhat spirit because the body felt unsafe for one reason or another. And the second reason is a lot of times we got taught when we were very young religious or spiritual teachings that devalued our lower chakras. So they told us that the lower part of our body was bad or sinful. But in truth, the body, all of the body is energy. Everything is energy, and energy is God. Energy is intelligence. Energy is consciousness. And physicists are now showing us that everything is energy. So our lower body and our upper body, they have equal value. Just beginning to realize that can shift your grounding, can shift your feelings around anxiety. You can start to just ground down into your lower body a little more just by realizing that your lower body has value and that it's all good. I like to remember that all good is like all God. There's just an extra O in there. And it really is the same thing. All God, all good. Now here, I hope that you guys can bear with me on this. One of the things I like to say, and it's just to kind of raise people's, it's to be a little mischievous, to make you really think and feel this. But I'm going to say a sentence, and I want you to see how you feel about it. And this sentence is, okay, you ready? Your butt is as sacred as your brain. I'll say that one more time in case you missed it. Your butt is as sacred as your brain. Now just notice what came up with you for that. Because whatever came up is going to tell you a little bit about how you view your lower body versus your upper body. Because remember, it's all God and it's all good. And if you're suffering from anxiety, anxiety is a symptom of upper energy, going upward in your energy, but not grounding down. So like when we try to run away from our lower chakras, we go up in our energy and we get anxious. So one of the ways to begin to change that is through changing our mindset about our lower body. Because first of all, you're an adult. Whatever, if you bumped your head on your crib, or if somebody wasn't treating you real well when you were little, neither one of those situations exist anymore. So sometimes it's a very good mantra to just keep remembering, I'm safe. And if I'm not safe, I can change my circumstances because I'm an adult now. I know this sounds basic, but really things with the first chakra are very, very basic. Now you can also do a whole lot of grounding practices. Under the chakraboosters.com articles, like on the website, if you go to articles, there's an article called Balancing the Chakras. And there are tips there. And I'm just going to quickly, I'm not going to go over them in any detail, but I'm going to show you there's 11 of them there. And these are all tips that will help you to ground down. And as you ground down, this will lessen the upper energies of anxiety and completely bring you to a calmer place. So you can do a grounding meditation. That's number one. You can rest and sleep well. Resting and sleeping are the domain of first chakra. So if you're not getting enough of that, you need to put more time aside for that. You can walk with your bare feet if possible. So if it's winter where you are, which obviously it is for many of us, I can't recall here if we have anyone from Australia, but if it's winter where you are, then do it indoors. Do the barefoot walking indoors and wait for summer to do outdoors. But do get your feet on the ground. Drum is a great one. Just a drum, and you don't need a drum. You can even just use a pot or anything that resembles a drum. And also you could use a didgeridoo. My friend Jennifer plays a didgeridoo, and I believe she's on here with us. So who knows? Maybe you could talk her into that, but that's up to Jennifer. You can garden with your hands. And if you don't have a garden, I recommend you do it just potted plants and stuff in your house so you can feel dirt. You can play with earth. That's very, very grounding. You can make pottery on a wheel, or you can sculpt with clay. And this is a great one. Do not underestimate the power of this one. This one is phenomenal because you're getting your hands right into the substance of earth, and you're also creating something. You can trace your personal history and create a family tree, which family and roots and all that is totally first chakra. You can observe or hug trees, and they're everywhere. So visualize, not just see the tree, but then visualize their roots. Really, really look down, take in their roots, and notice how deeply they would go into the earth. Just imagine how deep they would go. You can ingest red foods and drinks. Beets are particularly strong since they're a root vegetable and they're very rich red. You can put out lots of different scents because smell is the scent of the first chakra. So when you smell, you are deepening your first chakra energy. And if you don't have a real strong sense of smell, that's a good indicator that the first chakra is a little weak. Since I've been working on mine over the last 3 years or so, my sense of smell has skyrocketed. My son always gives me a hard time now about how I'm always giving him a hard time about different smells and stuff because he's your typical teenage boy. And it's just very interesting to watch how smells, they increase as you increase your first chakra energy. And then finally, of course, you could also take the first chakra tattoo and place it on the lowest part of your back or even on the top, the front of your two thighs. So I can't recommend that enough. I still do that myself. So there's other games that I talk about in my audio that's boost your first chakra for grounding and prosperity. I won't have enough time to go in all those games today, but I think doing things as games is a really great way to grow. Just being here now, I'm just holding a container of deeper rooted energy for all of us. And I want to bring you to the place of asking yourself, can I commit? Because commitment is a first chakra quality that I found challenged me to no end. I would plan to do something and not do it. And here's the irony. You need to be committed to things like doing the daily first chakra exercise or even just doing affirmations or anything that's going to ground you more. You need to be committed. But commitment is a first chakra quality. So when you lack first chakra and you need it, it's like a catch-22. It's hard to commit because commitment comes from first chakra. But I think once you understand that commitment comes from first chakra and that it may be very, very difficult for you to commit, I think that can increase your ability to commit. Because you say to yourself, this is tough for me because this is a first chakra quality, but I'm going to do it because I'm that committed to grounding down so that I can expand in every area of my life. So I've gotten to the point now I went from hating commitment and kind of seeing it as a swear word to where I love that word now. It's a glowing, glowing word for me now. Finally, the last thing before I open up for questions that I want to talk about is there's two ways that you can work on letting go of anxiety, getting more grounded, and being more prosperous in your life, by the way, because finances are completely tied to your first chakra. And you can do it through all of these grounding exercises that I've given you, through your energy field. But you can also do it, you need to change the way you're thinking, because if you only change your energy field and not the way you're thinking, it will have a tendency to shift back. So what I'd like you to look at when you're feeling anxious is, are you fearing something that's real? I know this is a simple question, but are you fearing something that's real? Or is it something in your imagination? We have a tendency to catastrophize. And when our energy is high-reaching energy and it's not very grounded, we really tend to catastrophize. So what you want to do is ask yourself, if you have any kind of fear, is this a threat now? Probably the answer will be no, but you may still continue to feel the energy. So you can go and you could do a mental process like Byron Katie's The Work, which is great, at thework.com, or you could do shadow work, which you could do with me. There's also Debbie Ford does shadow work, to let go of these ideas that are making you think there's something to fear. But you can also just realize that it's not now. I think just realizing, think of something maybe today that you were fearful about. And ask yourself, was it right in front of you? I like to laugh at that scene in the movie Talladega Nights where the cougar's in the car. I don't know if you all saw the movie, but if you did, you're probably going to laugh just thinking about it. The character by Will Ferrell, his dad puts a cougar in the car to like get him over his fear, right? He's got to face his fear. And what's so funny about that is that he has to actually get into the car with the cougar. Now, that is something we should all have some good, healthy fear about. I mean, that is really a threat. But the truth is we usually act like there's a cougar in our car when there isn't a cougar in our car. It's something that we're catastrophizing that might happen a month from now or 2 months from now or even a year. Or it's something we think somebody might do or something that might happen, not even on a timeline. So I really want you to become, as you're more grounded, when you do these grounding exercises, when you're feeling your most grounded, turn these things over in your mind and ask yourself, is this real? Get a little smile and say, is there a cougar in my car? Am I in danger at this moment? Because let me tell you, if there's a cougar in your car, I think you better get out of your car. You better do something different. But outside of that, the thing that needs to be changed is not your environment. It's just your mind. You just need to let go of the catastrophizing. And again, you can do subconscious work such as tapping or Byron Katie's The Work, shadow work. You can do life coaching with me. There's all kinds of ways that you can let go of those kinds of thoughts if they seem to be persistent. All right? So now I would just like to ask everyone to just, if you have any questions about the stuff I've talked about, or if you even have a question about your own chakras, your life, stuff that's coming up now or in the holidays, I'd love for you to just raise your hand, *6, because I'm alone here and I would love to have some questions and some interaction. So I hope that someone will come on over into the Q&A. Does anyone have any questions at all about what I've talked about, something that you don't understand about it, or, okay, so it looks like I have someone here, so I will just hopefully unmute you. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Radha from Canada, Toronto.
Hi, Radha, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. What about you?
I'm real good, and I thank you for stepping up, because usually when you do, somebody else has a similar kind of idea or something they can learn from it.
Okay, first of all, I would like to say hi to everyone, and apologies for if I make any grammar mistake, because English is my second language.
Sounds great.
And I just wanted to ask you about my, I believe it's second chakra. It's a solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
I always had pain there since I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And also lately, it's kind of Sometimes it's sharp, sometimes it disappears, but it's present most of the time. So I was just, I'm thinking, what can I do to heal that, or is it like, is there any help with tattoos or something like that?
Well, Radha, have you tried the third chakra tattoo on your solar plexus?
No, I never tried any tattoos or I mean, for any chakra. I didn't do any healing to heal that. This is my first time ever to do something about it, actually, to ask for help.
Okay, well, the first thing I would like to just say is, first, I'd like you to just celebrate that. I know we don't tend to want to celebrate pain or contraction or whatever, but that is your power center. And that is your power center trying to be known, to be known.
Actually, it happens right now.
Yeah, I feel it, honey. I can feel it. I was just going to say that. I was going to say, it just went up. Like, literally, the moment I said that that is your power center, it went, whoop! Like,
yes.
did you feel how it just went up, like, I mean, massively? Mine feels like it's going to pop out right now, because I tend to.
Exactly, I have sensations through my legs now, from my knees upward.
Right? Mm-hmm. Let me explain to you what's going
on
with that.
I feel my navel area.
Mm-hmm. And let me explain to you what's going on with that. Those two are tied together. Your legs and your third chakra are both of your lower masculine chakras. So they are your grounding and your power. And they're very, very connected. That's why when we do something called tucking our tailbone, like in yoga, when we tuck our tailbone under, we increase our solar plexus energy. Okay? So the point just is when you're grounded, you feel powerful. When you feel powerful, you feel more grounded. They're both masculine chakras. Now, for a woman, yours is definitely about rebirth, because I feel it in my body right now, and yours is about stepping into your own personal power. The thing is with women, men too, but very, very much for women, when we're younger, we're actually trained to a certain extent to stay out of our power chakras, particularly out of our third chakra, because the third chakra is where we would experience our healthy anger. Our healthy anger. I mean, you know, we're upset. Somebody says something really mean at school or whatever, and we're a kid, and it hurts us, and we're mad, you know. Something unfair happens at school. We get a bad grade. A teacher says that we cheated on something and we didn't, you know. That power center, it charges up. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. And then someone says to us and we go, oh, I'm so mad about that. And then our mom or our dad or someone says, but you need to be nice. You need to not be mad about that, you know. And so we start to quell that energy. So the first thing you want to do is, first, just recognize this is a growth. This is an expansion that's trying to happen in your body. You know, it's a part of you that's saying, hello, I'm powerful. I want you to recognize me. You might really want to meditate on the sun. That's the fire area. You will also perhaps want to just run that exercise I just did, because it goes straight through the middle and it really helps move any blockages that you're feeling in the third chakra.
I felt kind of pain on top of my head, like crown chakra, when we did this exercise tonight. I felt like my top of the head opens, like there is a kind of light pain on my on the top chakra. So
now that's
something I never felt before.
Yeah, that's really interesting as well. So letting that energy come in and fill you up. What I like to do with the top, and you might try this, is pretend like you have a sunroof. Pretend like you have a sunroof on the top of your head and it's opening. It's one of the ways to really let you open that crown chakra. Another technique is you can literally take your fingertips and you can stretch like as if there is a hole just above your head, and you grab it and you literally just sort of pull that crown area mm-hmm. open. So that's another thing mm-hmm. you might do to start to exercise it. Feel free to rub your belly and do whatever that you might want to do to bring more attention to that solar plexus area. But the question to meditate on is, am I stepping into my power? Am I leading when I need to lead? Am I, you know, speaking when I need to speak? Am I acting when I need to act? Am I okay? Am I okay with anger? That's a good question for women. Am I okay with anger?
Okay. Actually, I have one more question, if it's okay for the rest of the people, not to take too much time.
Okay.
I'm probably at the specific time in my life when I want to go into something completely different than what is my career. I had a good career, and lately I'm thinking to pursue public speaking. So, I mean, it's something that really is my long time wish, mm-hmm. and it started since 2006, and I took some steps to pursue that, but still there is a huge fear inside of me, and fear of embarrassment and everything else, you know, to step up in front of the people and talk. And that's something, like, I think in my throat chakra, that's something, if I can do about that, mm-hmm. it would be great, because I think I need help.
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, I mean, obviously, I wear my own chakra boosters tattoos, because even when I hit a new level of energy frequency, I keep wearing them. They take me up to the next level. So they shift with me. So I find the fifth chakra amazing on the back of, you know, the throat, on the back of the neck. But the interesting thing here is everything you've talked about has been your masculine chakras. And this is what I see over and over and over again with women. And guys, those of you guys who are listening, what I often see with the men is the opposite. So, and not too many people are talking about this out there. So this is probably even a bigger secret than the manifesting downward current being important. And that is, your first, third, and fifth chakras have a masculine contractive quality. So women have a tendency to have more imbalance in their first, third, and fifth chakras. Women have a tendency to need to work in those areas first and foremost. Now, that's not everybody, but that's a definite tendency. And for men are taught to stay out of their hips, their heart, and their third eye, their intuition. So for a man, usually he needs to work a little harder at the flow of the hips, the dancing chakra, the sensual chakra, the openness of the heart, and the third eye. So when you're working with your throat, I want you to feel how it's related to your legs and your third. And as you work with your solar plexus in your third, you might want to take some actual singing classes, or there's a very good program called The Naked Voice, which is by a woman out of Ireland, Chloe Goodchild, and that's all about learning your true voice and doing exercises to find your true power and your true voice. So I'd recommend the Chakra Boosters tattoos and Chloe's The Naked Voice, and just doing that process that we did with going up and down and moving through the chakras, and feel how your masculine chakras are related, each one of them.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, does that help?
I really appreciate everything you said to me. Thank you a lot. Yeah.
Thank you so much for stepping up, honey. God bless you too. Okay.
Happy holidays.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
I'm going to stay on call.
Okay, so does anyone else have a question before I finish up here? Anyone else have a question about the manifesting current, or about the masculine or feminine chakras, or how to work with any anxieties coming up. Okay, guys, well, the tool that you got that was the most important is that chakra balancing meditation. And I also offer that on the website for free. So it's got, you know, nice background music and everything. So you'll probably actually want to get that copy if you don't have it. And I highly recommend doing it. I see a question. Oh, okay. Hang on. Let's actually go here real quick. One more. Hi. Who's this?
For me?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hey, I was just curious. Sometimes I feel like I'm really sensitive, sometimes like overly sensitive. I feel like sometimes I'm too permeable and it makes me feel vulnerable. Is that a chakra situation?
It is, in the sense that what that sounds like is exactly what I was just talking to Radha about, which is women tend to live in their feminine chakras. Those are the permeable, sensitive chakras. The second chakra, that's your, you know, swimming sensuality, that dance, like when you dance, you're in your second chakra. Your heart, which is obviously love, compassion, openness to other people's troubles and problems. And then your intuition, which is where your psychic abilities lie, and your women's intuition, your third eye. So those three chakras, the feminine ones, are really, really permeable, really sensitive, really open. So what women tend to need is, it's not that you want to close those, you want to keep those, right? That's a nice quality to have, those abilities. But what you want to do is strengthen the chakras in between, the first, the third, and the fifth. Yeah, it's like, okay, think of it this way. It's like the man, and I know I'm being a little traditional here, because I'm talking in stereotype. I'm talking in archetypes, okay? It's like the masculine side of you protecting, staying strong, enjoying being grounded, which is the first chakra, powerful and active, which is the third chakra, and full of integrity and purpose and expression, which is the fifth chakra. Those three men, quote unquote, side of you, that side of you that contains those three male qualities, when it stands up fully, the other three, you won't feel so sensitive. It creates the container for you to be able. So if you feel really grounded, for instance, you can open your heart, right? When you don't feel safe and grounded in a situation, you tend not to open your heart. That's just one example. There's many, many examples. So I highly recommend for women, instead of just doing what I see a lot of women doing nowadays, which I see a lot of, let me do goddess work, you know, a whole lot of let me get soft and squishy and mushy. No, we are really in touch with those chakras. What we need to do is get stronger without losing the softness. And I want to stress that so much, because what I saw a lot in the 80s was I saw a lot of women, and in the 90s too, but I saw a lot of women emphasizing their masculine chakras to the point of completely annihilating their sensitivities. No, you actually want to cultivate your masculine so you can be more vulnerable, more feminine, more soft and compassionate and open, and bring your qualities into this world. Does that make sense?
Makes a tremendous lot of sense. Yes, it does.
Yeah, and the way you do that is you just dive into the different qualities of each of the chakras, and you cultivate first the grounding, cultivate the power, and cultivate your voice. Those are the three masculine. When you cultivate those three things and you remember to stay juicy in the feminine chakras, remember that, hey, it feels good to dance. It feels good to be sensual. It feels good to open my heart. It feels good to open my intuition. You know, so honor all of them. I think that's probably it. Just honor them all, balance with them and stuff. And I think, is that specific enough? Or like, if you're working with the chakras, if you're working with my tattoos, you would just wear them all, but you may emphasize the masculine ones just a little more. And if you started to feel like you weren't as in touch with your feminine, you could go back and do the feminine some more again. This is why I love yoga so much, because it is so balanced. Its whole purpose is to balance the masculine and the feminine.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that's exactly the word. Very cool. I love it. I'm a total Anyasara yoga addict, because it's just joyful for me.
Do do you think you might ever have classes at your location?
I actually do have classes at my location. I actually have a studio here.
Okay, I know that because you and I talked several months ago. But right. How about like with the chakra? Do you do chakra classes also?
I don't, and I don't know how likely that is because I can do them online. So I will do things. What I'm studying to do right now, everyone, is I'm studying to learn webinars. So yes, because I'm a graphic person. I'm just not much of a computer person. So as soon as I start to learn the computers really well, instead of me talking to y'all right now like I'm just talking straight, I'll be showing you pictures, really cool things, you know, like fun pictures and words coming in and floating out. I'm learning all kinds of neat things. So I'm hoping in 2012 we're going to have some really cool online classes where it'll be very visual because you retain 4 times the information when I bring really cool visuals in.
True.
Will that be close enough?
Very much. Definitely.
Okay.
I look forward to them.
Well, thank you so much for asking that question, Melissa, because that really helped to clarify the masculine feminine thing some more.
Yeah, it definitely did. Thank you.
All right. Have a great holiday.
You too.
Okay, guys, so we're going to close up. We're just a little past the hour. I wanted to reiterate something I gave you guys on an email. And this, those of you that know the tattoos and that, I'm offering a deal on them. And it's not, this is not a sales pitch because this deal is so good that it's going to take me more time to put it together than it is going to be what I bring in from it. But I'm actually just want to make sure that I don't leave you out here without a next step. So if you would like to partake of both these tattoos, and by the way, I just got a new order of tattoos, and this last batch is so amazing. They're now lasting twice as long as they lasted before. I'm wearing some grounding tattoos that I've had on for 11 days, which is amazing to me. So if you'd like to try the tattoos and also my audio program, which I stand completely behind this audio program. I put so much love and energy, information, meditations. I redid the meditations over and over and over again because I wanted them to have the right energy for you. So if you would like to order the audio, which is at chakraboosters.com/chakra-courses, or you can just go to the website and click on chakra courses under products. But if you go and you order that audio, then I will send you more than the amount, the cost of the audio in tattoos. This is what I'll send you. The audio costs $57, which is over 2 hours of audio with 4 meditations. And you can see all the testimonials there on that page. And then I will send you $57.95, so 95 cents more worth of tattoos. And this is what you'll get. Two full sets of the chakra boosters that are worth $20 each, and then 4 of the grounding, the first chakra, because I want you to particularly focus on that if you're going to do the audio program. And that in itself then is be $10 for 3 of them and $4 for an extra one. So that is then add $3.95 and you have $57.95 because $3.95 is for shipping. So I'm going to send you $57.95 in product when you buy the audio. So basically the audio is free or the tattoos are free. You can look at it either way. So if that's something that you want to do to really move forward in 2012, please do that. And send me an email if you do that so I can make absolutely sure that I get all the information I need from you. We don't take an address when you order the audio, so you will need to send me an email with your address so I can send you the tattoos. So that's pretty much it, everyone. I can't wait till 2012 where I can share with you webinars, even more than just talking. We can look at pictures and we can learn on a more deep level. I'm excited about it. I thank you for coming here today. And I hope for you a very calming, wonderful holiday. And what I like to always remind you is keep your mind open, your heart full, and your feet firmly on the ground. Thank you, everyone. Bye.